Okay, good morning. We are up to Perek Yitzayin Pasuk Tes. Perek Yitzayin Pasuk Tes. This is the response of Eiv to Eiv's response to Eliphaz. This is where he continues and he says to Eliphaz, or he says to the three friends really in total, how dare you accuse me of making Chil Hashem and in having influence over other people to abandon their faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to influence them not to daven to Hashem when they have difficulties, because everything depends upon Masl. How he's saying, how dare you make this accusation? It's not true. And he says it's just the opposite. My situation serves as a support to people who serve Hashem. So again, V'yoyches Tzadik Darko. I disagree that I'm called Mingachal Hashem. The other way around. The Tzadik will take hold of his righteous way in greater intensity. Utohor Yodayim, someone who has pure hands, means his derech in life is pure, Yosef Ometz, will add strength to his ways. Pasuk Tes. Perik Yud Zayin, Pasuk Tes. This is he's continuing. Pasuk, let's see the Mitzudos, V'yoyches, V'im Kol Zeh, Yoyches Tzadik Darko, despite the fact that I suffer, Yoyches Tzadik Darko, V'lo Yazven, the Tzadik will take hold, will seize his way. This will be this will support his righteous way. V'lo yazveno, no, he will not abandon his way. B'choshvo, when he makes a mistake and when he thinks halo shav avoid elakim, maybe it will come across his mind. Maybe the thought, as you suggest, will enter a mind of a tzaddik that really there is no need to have faith in Hashem, that it's a waste of time. Halo shav, it's foolish. It's a waste of time. Avoid Elohim to serve Hashem. It's not so. Ki odehu she'esatovi kal b'tanugei nefesh es hanafshi. He knows it's not so. He knows that the truth is that the real delight that awaits a tzaddik is for his neshama in the next world. U'tohor yodayim. Mishu tohor yodayim. Migezel v'oishek halo yosef od ometz. Now here is where he explains why. Bir oso roa hasidur hanoifel b'kinyonei ho'ilam hazeh u'vehatzlochoso. When the tzaddik sees how delicate blessings of this world are, when he sees, one more time, when he sees the roya hasidur, when he sees tragedy that come upon the fall upon the possessions of this world, uve hatzlachoso, and upon a person's success, they see they can just disappear in one day. Kimei atom meod yimaspo, this will strengthen their conviction to detest gashmius, the good life in this world, because it's all temporary. It doesn't last. If there are people out there in the world that succeeded, that acquire wealth, acquire success, and it remains with them forever and ever, then a person can be fooled to believe that it's a good thing to pursue gashmius, because whatever you'll acquire, it will be with you forever. But when they look at me and they see that I was a successful person, and suddenly in one second, but in the blink of an eye, I lost everything, they realize it's not worth it. It's not worth spending your whole life pursuing success, because it can disappear in one moment. The only thing that they know will remain forever is any acquisition they make on behalf of their neshama. The yasim tikvasa, what will they do? They will set their hopes and their desires behatzlochas hanefesh ruchnius. The yechdol kapa meoshek, they will desist from theft, from robbery, extortion. The yoimazel lohoshev al divrei Eliphaz. So here's where the mitzvah comes from, that these words are here that he's saying are coming to reject the words of Eliphaz. Sh'amalo, Eliphaz accused Yov shemefer hayira. His behavior is causing other people to abandon their faith of Hashem. V'omar adarabba, Yod Yosifu ba, by observing my situation, they'll have more yirah shemayim. No, here we have many places where he admits. He only denied Tchias HaMesim. He never seemingly denied Olam Ha. I think we had a few references back that he acknowledges that the neshama, that there's Olam Haba, there's more than just this world. But he's still very bitter. It's still not fair.
You can learn shot over here that the nefesh gets a good feeling, but it doesn't mean afterwards. It means now. When you do something good, when someone's a tzaddik,
yeah,
a spiritual good feeling
in this world,
which is its own reward. Rather than saying that it's related, because over here, the, at least the Mitzvah's David says, Referish b'kinyane olam hazeh.
No, he doesn't say olam haba. He just says, Adrav, he's going with a person who sees the Roya Hasidur Hanoifel Bikinyani Olamazev Hatzlochasai, Kimyat Ma'od Yimos Bo, he'll detest this world, the Yosim Tikvosa Behatzlochas Hanefesh, the Neshama.
You want spiritual.
Right, spiritual acquisitions, spiritual achievements. Okay, but he's not a mamish to talk Olam Haba. He doesn't know about Olam Haba. He's very, at least according to the Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs is always hands off. Let's not get into that world. Let's just focus on this world. He's upset that he's being punished in this world for things that he did not do. Okay, this is a powerful. Apostles, the apostle test in Rashi. V'yoyechas kol tzadik darko. Right, every single tzadik will take hold of his way. La'amud kineged kat chanifim. When they Rashi seemingly is a little bit different than the Mitzvahs. Rashi seems to be saying that the people they see how you behave. When they see, this is consistent with Rashi's from the previous psukim. What is going on here? I'm suffering, and you mechutzafim come and you accuse me of being a rasha, and you tell me that I deserve it, and I've yet to be punished even more. This is just the tip of the iceberg of what's coming upon me. When the world hears how you have responded to me, have you behaved in this environment, they will be sick. Sick to their stomach, and they will come to hate you, and they will rise up in rebellion against you. You think you're successful people, and you own baseball teams, or basketball teams. When they hear the way you speak and your language, there'll be a rebellion, and they'll convince the NBA to remove you from having anything to do with this organization. That's really what he seems to say. This is consistent with what we learned yesterday. Yesterday, Rashi said the same thing, that something that we had before, people, it's not going to be good for you to speak to me like this. Pasig yod v'ulam, kulam toshuvu uvo no v'le'emsa bochem chacham. This is a difficult pasuk. It's really hard. Mitzudas is, it's not, I don't think it's perfectly clear. Maybe you'll help me understand what this means. Pasuk in the Mitzudas v'ulam, however, v'emes. The truth is, atem kulchem toshuvu uvohu l'haskel amitas hadavar. All of you have yet, seemingly he says, he means to say is, teshuvu means, you have yet to recognize the truth. You have yet to repent, to do tshuva, to return from your mistaken ways and recognize that I am right, you are wrong, I'm being punished for a crime I did not commit. But until you do tshuva, until you recognize your mistake, v'loy emtza v'chem chacham, I don't find among you wise men. You're all at this point in time, before this revelation, foolish people. You have yet to do tshuva, to repent and come to recognize, to become smart and see the truth that I have not committed a crime. But at this point in time, I have not yet found among my friends a wise man. Without wisdom have you judged me. Lomar, to declare shani mefer hayira, that I'm guilty and I'm causing other people to sin, to abandon their faith. Rashi pasuk yud vulam kulam ani oimer lochem teshuvu no. I ask of you, according to Rashi, Rashi seems to be a little bit different than the Mitzudas. I ask you, repent. I ask you, come and please change your mind. Recognize that I've done nothing wrong. Next words of Rashi, v'loy em sabachem chacham. And until you make this, you change your mind, you recognize that I'm right. Bamesh atem maligim al kabal al kovolosi. This that you mock my complaint. You're making a fool out of yourself. You're making fools out of yourself by not taking sides with me, but instead flattering Hashem that He is right. And until you repent and you do tshuva for your mistaken belief, you are fools. I have not found among my friends here anyone that is wise. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Now he goes on to say that he's about to die. He doesn't have much time left in this world. Yamai Uvru. What?
A lot of profit left.
Okay, but Yomai Ovru, my days have passed. Zimosai Nitku. We had this yesterday, my plans. Obviously, it's a lot of repetition. Okay, Zimosai Nitku. Zimosai means my plans for life. I had great, glorious plans. What I was going to accomplish, I was going to build businesses, I was going to run for the President of the United States. I was going to accomplish a lot of great things. But right now, in my present state, no one's going to vote for me. No one. All of my plans have been destroyed. Yomai, my days, over have passed. Zimosai, my plans, nitiku, have been uprooted. Moroshei levavi, the inheritance of my heart, which means chokhmah, the wisdom of my heart, has been uprooted. We have to take the word nitiku, and we have to apply it to the word moroshei levavi as well. It's a one word which goes both ways, backwards and forwards. And the things which I have inherited in my heart, a person acquires chokhmah. Chokhmah is the nachala of the heart. It has been uprooted. My mental state, my pain, prevents me from thinking correctly and from dwelling upon matters of wisdom. Pasuk Yud Aleph in the Mitzudos David, Yomai Ovru, Hinei Miroiv HaMichov, due to my intense suffering, Ovru Yimei Chayai. My life is over. My days have passed. V'hinani Karv Lamus, I'm close to death. U'miroiv Bilbul Hadas, and due to confusion, due to my frail state of mind, Netku Machshevoi Sai, Asher according to them, this is one expression. Zimosai means my plans. We have to read the words backwards. Take Zimosai, skip the middle word. Moroshe levavi, the plans that I had for my life, for the remainder of my life, which was the inheritance of my heart. The plans which were rooted in chokhmah, which is found in the heart. Nitiku has been uprooted and there's nothing left to live for. One expression. Umirov Bilbul Hadas Netku Machshavosai, my thoughts have been uprooted, Asher Hoyu El Levavi L'Moirasha, which were an inheritance to my heart, Ratzolaimar, Im Kimeos Choshev Hayisi Machshavos Chochma, in the past I had great thoughts of wisdom. Ki'ilu levavi nochaloi sam lo lenachla, as if my heart inherited wisdom as a gift, as an inheritance. Hinei, but at this point in time, due to my torture, at now netku has been uprooted, v'sor has turned away. Rashi, pasuk yudalef, hinei toivasi shuhugalti bohem avru. The good old days. Rashi adds more into the past than the mitzudos. The good old days, the days that were toiv, that I were accustomed to are gone. Zimosai shezamosi laharich b'toyv, my plans, the plans that I were going to have, live out the golden years in Florida in retirement with all of my grand plans, laharich b'toyv, to extend in good nitku moroshe levavi machshavoy shelibi, the thoughts of my heart, moy rashni, I have inherited. Shahoya libi oimer li lirash toiva. My heart told me to inherit good lefi darki. So Rashi is a little bit different. Rashi is telling us that the moroshe levavi is the heart is giving instructions. The heart, my heart, has instructed me to be lirash, to inherit good. Now you can't inherit anything. Inheritance, I have no control over inheritance. Inheritance comes to you, you can't take an inheritance, but it's a borrowed expression. My heart has instructed me to seek out good for the rest of my life. Those plans have been uprooted. According to Rashi, it's similar to the David, but he seems to be breaking it up into two different segments. Yomai Oru Kama, Zimosai Nitku Kama, my plans for the good life have been uprooted. Moroshe Levavi, we interpret as an independent clause, that my heart has instructed me to acquire, to be yoyresh, good. Again, we have to take the word that we had before, nituku has been uprooted, has been taken away from me. According to Mitzudos, again, it's one expression. Zimosai, nituku, moroshe levavi. We take the three words, zimosai, which are the moroshe levavi. It's not an instruction, it's a matter of fact. My plans, which are rooted in chokhmah, which is the inheritance of my heart, now nituku has been uprooted. But it's the same idea, both according to Rashi and the Mitzudos.
According to Mitzudos, he's saying before, you guys will never get it because you're not smart enough.
Right.
And even my wisdom is being taken away from me. I'm also
even my wisdom. So you say you want to connect this to the previous pasuk, that at least I had potential. I had potential to become a chacham, and I was a chacham, but due to my tortured state of being,
and you guys have been helping torture me a little bit.
And you guys, I don't even come close. You guys are a bunch of fools to begin with. I once upon a time was a chacham.
Joining
the compass. Very good. That's right. That's part of the torture. That's part of the torture is I'm becoming, I'm being transformed to one of you. It sounds like some science fiction movie, right? This is the ultimate torture where they're molding me, they're morphing me into another one of you, a vampire. Laila liyoyim yosimu, yosimu, yosimu. Okay, so now again he does explain, he complains bitterly about his bitter state of the night. Liyoyim yosimu has been trimmed, Laila. Liyom yosimu, but let's. I'm a little confused. We'll see in the mitzvot. Or karov mibnechoshech, light is close because of darkness. Let's right away jump to the mitzvot. Pasuk Yud-Beis. Laila liyom yosimu, roiv hamichoy, the intense pain. Yibalbulu machshavoy sai. The yosimu atuli chashuchim has made me dark. Vinelamim. And in a state of hiddenness, kecheshchas halayla, like the darkness of night, es hadvarim hamivuarim v'niglim keor hayom. Things that were previously light have now turned dark. So how do we read into the pasuk? Layla, darkness has liyom yosimu. So the word yosimu really goes back on the word laila. It's a tricky pasuk. If you would rewrite the pasuk, you would say yom lelaila yosimu. Day has turned into darkness. It's a complex expression. So we take the word yosimu, we're applying to the word to laila. So basically, day has been transformed into night. Next words of the mitzudos or korov. According to the Mitzvot, light and darkness refers to wisdom. Wisdom is always called light. The menorah represents the Chochmah of Torah. Well, the truth is, according to one of the Midrashim, it represents all forms of Chochmah. There are seven branches of wisdom in this world. The middle branch is the branch of Torah, and the other six branches are different forms of wisdom. It represents, and all of that is expressed, all of that is symbolized in a menorah, which is Neros, which is a Ner, which is a light. So here he says, the light of wisdom, which in the past was near me, I was a wise man. Has disappeared due to the darkness of my pain. For who mikro kotzar? It's a mikro kotzar. There are missing words in this pasuk. In order to make sense of the pasuk, you have to pad it with more words. Kilu omar or einena kroiva. Or is no longer close, mibnei choshech. So the word that's missing here is einena. You have to add that word into the second half of the pasuk. Or einena, light is no longer present. Why? Because einena karov, or is no longer karov. Why? Mibnei choshech, due to the darkness of my life. The darkness of my life has extinguished the light of Chochmah. Okay, Rashi, Pasik Yud Beis. Go back to the previous page. Laila liyom yosimu. Hatoylim ele. So here Rashi puts these makers. Rashi puts the focus of attention not on his physical and mental state, but directs the complaint against his friends. These makers. Hatoylim ele. Hoivchim li laila liyom. So Rashi just turned night into day. What does that mean? Ki mitzoras hatoylim lo ishon balaila. Rashi is not reading the pasuk in the complex way that we learned in the mitzudos, where we take the word yosimu and we apply it to laila. Rashi says no, read it straightforward. Laila, nighttime has turned into day. What does that mean? At night you're supposed to sleep. You're supposed to get some rest, some shonai. You have a little bit of relief. When you sleep at night, you have a little bit of relief from your tsaros. But my friends are so wicked, they don't let me sleep. They bang on the gate, you go to a shiva house, they have a sign on the door, don't come after 10 o'clock. They come, they first arrive. They first arrive at 10 o'clock, and they don't leave. And this time of the evening, when I was planning to rest, and have some relaxation, they've turned the night into day. Laila liyom yosimud. Completely different interpretation than the mitzudah. It has nothing to do with chachma, nothing to do with my mental state. It has to do with my friends. The mockers are torturing me. Mitzaras hatolim, due to the tzara, of the mockers. Lo ishan balayla, I can't sleep at night. Or karov, the kotzar li, mibnei tzaras choshech laila, the or has been shortened for me. So, or according to Rashi, the word korov doesn't mean close. It means it has been diminished. When something is close, it means until now it was far. It's long. Day is long. But when you don't have to travel, you don't have to travel a distance, it's short, it means it's been cut off. So here in this context, or kotzar li, the days have been shortened. Mibnei, the or, the light that was good, has been shortened. Mibnei tsoros choshech laila. Or karov, what does it mean? He explains, or karov, kasha yovei hashemesh, when nearly, or is near, kasha yovei hashemesh, when the sun arrives, nearly sha'ata mikarov heir hayom, that the light has come near, v'niktzar v'cholaflo, and it's been cut off. The light has been cut off. Kimo heir zos kroiva. Heir zos kroiva. Heir zos kroiva. This city Lot. Lot said to the Malach. Heir hazos kroiva. Nisyashva mikarov mechodesh. Has been recently developed. Settled. Uchmo ki rinanas risha mikarov. The cry of the wicked is mikarov is near. Kimo chadosh mikarov bo. New people chadosh mikarov bo. Innovators.
So karov means recent.
Okay, recent. So here means or karov. So now we go back into this pasuk. Or karov mibnei choshech. The or is more recent. So how does that have fit into the pasuk? It means shortened. It's the kotzar li mibnei tzaras choshech laila. Okay, it's the same idea. Recent, it means recent. It's not.
It recently became light, and then all of a sudden it's dark. And when he looks at light, he says, it just happened. And then it gets dark again. So in some sense, it's shorter.
It's shorter. Okay, so it's in recent. Karov means it happened right before. I have not had a chance to enjoy it because it just happened a moment ago. I have not had the opportunity to enjoy the light because it's as if it just happened a short moment ago, which in this context means my light has been shortened because the darkness has arrived very quickly. Okay, so this according to Rashi. Rashi obviously is not trying to do what the Mitzudas does. The Mitzudas says that it's a mix of Kotzer. Obviously, both Rashi and the Mitzudas are struggling very, very hard with this pasuk. It's very hard for us to read. The Mitzudah's solution is to add a word to the pasuk or einena korov. He goes to drastic means, adds a word in, or is not korov. I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Why? Mibnei choshech, due to the tzaros, due to the darkness of my pain. Rashi says, no, don't add any words into the pasuk, but we can interpret the pasuk or korov. The or has recently arrived. It's an expression which means that the or is short. It's as if it just arrived recently, and I have not had the opportunity to take advantage, to dwell upon Arov, to be here for a long time. It's only a short lived because the Gachoshech is about to arrive in the very near future.
And so this is really kind of a radical chapter.
Yeah, he's adding a word. Mikra Katsa. Switching the order. Well, the first part.
Actually negates what the Pasuk is really saying.
He adds a word in Mikra Katsa. He adds a whole extra word into the Pasuk. Einen or Einen Karov. The reverse. He completely reverses. By adding a word. It's an extreme interpretation. Yeah, he's adding one. And the beginning of the Pasuk also was very extreme. Laila liyom yosim. That literally means night has turned into day. Obviously, the Mitzvah says, Ba, that's good. That's a positive thing. When darkness, that's what Mashiach is all about. When the Mashiach comes, it's described as the darkness turns into light. So the Mitzvah says, but that's not what Eva over here is. Not a happy person. He's not a happy camper. So the Mitzvah says, reverse the order. You have to say as if it says in the Pasuk, Yom Lelaila Yosimu. That's what he's doing. He's reversing the order. You take the word yasimu and apply it to Laila or yasimu. You have to read it backwards. And then he adds a word in. It's very extreme. Rashi says, no, don't add words in. Don't reverse the order. Interpret the pasuk to mean Laila liyom yasimu. It means I want to get some shut eye. And my friends, my wicked friends, they don't let me sleep. Or karov b'bnei choshech. Take it literally. It means the day is short lived. The day is short lived. I just have a small amount of time to enjoy the day because darkness is arriving due to the difficulty of my life. Okay, pasuk, yeah.
So how did, but he doesn't even explain how we could do it, the mitzvah, right? The Krah cuts it. How can you say?
Well, he had this all over Tanakh. Even Rashi does this.
Flipping it 180 degrees.
Even
the opposite.
Even Rashi does this. Rashi does mechumish. Let's give an example from my heart. Ki yedativ lemana sheyitzave esbanov lishmar derech Hashem. So there's also a mikra katzer. I know Avraham. Lemana sheyitzave. I forgot, there's a very nice pshat there. They have to add a word into the pasuk, which completely makes sense about it. I don't really answer, but you do have this even Chumash and Rashi where it's we don't appreciate the richness of Lashon Kodesh. We are brainwashed that everything has to follow the rules of reading a newspaper.
No,
you read a newspaper, everything is linear, one word at a time.
No, this is just simply total flip.
Well, the Eiv is it's a very rich language, and sometimes it's self on that's part of the whole the Hebrew language. Sometimes it's self understood that there are words that have to be added into the pasuk. It makes sense.
Very hard pasuk, but this is exactly opposite of what Eiv would normally say.
Right.
So therefore, that's why the Mitzudos has no choice. Play around with it. Okay. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Im akave sheol beisi b'choshech rifadti yitzuai. I yearn to die. I yearn to die, and I yearn that my bed will be put in the grave. Let's take a look at the mitzvahs for an exact interpretation. It's a hard pasuk as well. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Im akave koimer. Whenever the mitzvah says koimer, that's a warning sign. That always means it's not to be taken, like Rashi and Chumash, wherever Rashi is in the Gemara, you learn the Daf Gemara, Koloimar, you better, it's a stop sign. You better wait a minute. Take a deep breath because Rashi is going to say something which is not, cannot be translated literally into the words of the Gemara. You have to add. So the Mitzudas, when he ever says Koimar, it's exactly like Rashi saying Koimar. Koimar. This means that Vihine, Hevel Tanchumi. Futile is the comfort, loimar, this comfort, tanchumi, the comfort that you are giving me, loimar, what is the comfort that you have been trying to tell me over and over? I should do tshuva, I should come to terms with my matzah and recognize I'm a sinner, I'm a rasha, and confess, klap chet, say slichos, and then Hashem will restore my success. Loimar shachrisi yiske me'od, that the end will be very successful. So he says this is impossible. Ki halo imani kol kach b'choisek hamichoyv, I am at a point of intense pain. Ad asher ekave, I yearn sheyiye beisi b'sheol, I yearn that my home should be in the grave. Lehatzia to lay out mishkavi, my bed b'cheshchas hakever, in the darkness of the grave. What are you telling me that acharisi yiske me'od? Impossible. The only thing I'm yearning for, I can't wait, is they'll pull the plug. I can't wait to die because I can't take this torture. He's calling for a Kevorkian.
Yes, you know I'm depressed. I'm so depressed, everything I see is
death. Death. Acharisa yiskemoi. That itself is torture. You're not telling me what I want to hear. You should be telling me just a few more moments you'll be gone. Your torture will be over.
That's a whole thing.
False hope. So imakave. So he's basically saying, I think what he means to say is imakave. If I'll hope for something, I'm not going to hope for acharisa yiskemoi. That's nonsense. If I'm going to hope for something, I'm going to hope that the torture should come to the end. And how will that occur? Sheol beisi. I'm going to hope that my bias, meaning my existence, well, normally I live in a house, but my new bias will be in the grave. I should die. And I'm hoping, we have to repeat the words imakafe again, I'm hoping that b'choshech, in darkness, the darkness of grave, Ripadati. Ripadati means to lay out. If you look in Yirpad Chorutz in the Mitzudos Sion, it means to lay out with it, in an etch in the ground, like a shatuach. Shatuach means to lie down. Yitzuoi is my couch. To spread out, my couch should be spread out in the darkness of what? Itself understood, the darkness of the grave. That's the only thing that I have hope for. Pasuk Yudgil and Rashi. Im akaveh she'ol, kimo, im terutzim, im charutzim yamav, like we had before in Pasuk, in Perek Yudalit, that my days are cut. Charutzim means my days are cut short. I'm going to die very soon. Kolaymar, me'acher shani mekaveh she'ol beisi. This means to say, I yearn now that my situation is such that I yearn that my bayis should be in the grave. Uvechoshech rifi dosi, ripadati, she tachti to spread out, yitzui, my couch, my bier, bekever in the grave. That's all I have hope for. Pasik tes vav. The ayei efo, I'm sorry, pasik yidal, lashachas karasi, avi, ota. To the grave I call, you are my father. Imi v'achosi lirima, I call the worms that are about to eat me up, my mother and my sister. In other words, these are my close, my relatives. This is an example. Who are you close with? Who, when the person has a problem, the person has needs to speak to someone, so you call, you to talk to your father, right? You have on speed dial. Who do you have on speed dial? Your parents and your siblings. What?
Your lawyer.
Speak
for yourself.
Okay, so you have. He's basically saying, who do I have on, in modern terms, would say, who do I have on speed dial? My mother, my brother, and my sister. My father, my mother, and my sister. So saying, my grave is on speed dial. My grave is on, that's where I'm going. I'm going into the grave very, very soon. And therefore, I call the grave my father. Lashachas, to the grave, karasi oviata. You are my father. You are my father. I'm close with you. You are my close associate. Imi vachosi lorima. The worms that are going to consume me, I call them my mother and my sister. Okay, let's look at the Mitzudos David, Pasik Yudal, Lashachas, Ekra Lashachas Oviyot, I call the grave, you're my father. V'yel Harima, to the worms, Ekra Imi V'achoy Si'at, Rotzolaymar, Me'oid Korva Navshi Lareda Shachas. It's very soon, it's imminent. Death watch. Okay, it's a death watch. Right? You know, it's very scary. When I was in the hospital, and I was in the hospital, there were people there in the mamish. A little death watch. They tell the family, the person is about to go. And suddenly, there are like 50 people there. And they're all, what are they doing? What are you going to do? What are you doing there? They want to be there. B'shas yitzias neshama. It's mamish, a death watch. And then he doesn't die. The guy, it's just like, it goes on. And then slowly start leaving.
That's supposed to be a,
what?
That's supposed to be there, but it's a shock.
They say it is. We don't know. We really don't know what these things mean. No one has ever come back to tell us what it's all about.
A certain psukim that you're supposed to say.
You say vidu. Well, it all depends on the person's conscious. The person's conscious. You say tehillim. You say vidu. You say shema yisrael. Yeah, there is an inyan. There definitely is an inyan of having a minyan b'shas yitzias neshama. In fact, one of the reasons, this is something again, one of the reasons why there is a minog, or there at least used to be, it's not so popular anymore, to have shalashudis with a minyan. In many shuls, it used to be, it was a very big thing, you go to shul for shalashudis. You don't have shalashudis at home, you have shalashudis in the Beis HaKnesses. Why? You won't have a minyan. Why do you won't have a minyan? Because on Shabbos you receive a neshama yisera. And a shalashudis is when the neshama yisera leaves, end of Shabbos. So you want a neshama, you want a minion to be present, b'shas yitzias neshama of the neshama yisera. A sendo. I was once at a levaya, it was an urgent levaya, there was mamash, a mace mitzvah, a type of levaya, and the rav spoke, the certain rav spoke, and he said, it's amazing, we have such a choshev olam. If such a, this person was barely shom Shabbos. And he had a very chashu olam that was there, b'shas the kvura. It was a great side funeral. And he says, why was this person zoicha to such a very, very chash olam came all the way? He got even to a real chash person, very chash person. They don't go to the Beis HaKvaris, they go to the chapel, and then they don't even have a minion. The goyim bury the person. But this person, everyone came out, mamash, to the Beis HaKvaris. So he said, it must be in the zuchus that this person, every Shabbos, would come to Shalashos. Always came to he had a very difficult life. He never got married, and all different things he had, a lot of tzaras. But he always came to Shalosh Shuras, and he had a lot of hanah in Shalosh Shuras. The Rav says, Shalosh Shuras, why do you come to Shalosh Shuras? It's like Nesses. There should be a minion present b'shas yitzias neshama of the neshama yisair of Shabbos. And the Rav said, it must be that when his neshama is leaving, when his neshama is leaving this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to reward him, he should have an oilam, a chashur oilam, also to escort his neshama. Made a very big impression upon me, this idea. And okay, it has over here, he's saying over here that the grave is near, okay, but he's saying over here that the grave, back to the words of the Pasek, that he's about to die, he feels and he senses, one more time, the words of the Pasek, Ekra l'shachas oviata, v'yal harima ekra imi v'yachoy siyata. What about a brother? I guess the brother you fight with.
That's a given.
Like the Rebbe once said, a little boy once said to the Rebbe, Rebbe, I only have sisters, I want a brother. I don't have any brothers. It's not fair. So the Rebbe said, young little boy, the day will come when you'll be so happy you don't have any brothers. You understand? The Yerusha. You'll get the whole Yerusha. No, you're not going to have to fight with any other brothers. The day will come, you'll be very happy. So the brother, obviously, he's fighting.
Sisters get Yerusha too.
In the Torah, there's no Yerusha to a sister. Today, it's a very controversial thing. Because in the Torah, the Mokam Sheyesh Ben, in Labas Klum. Try that today. Oh, start World War III. But you know, by some Hasidim, they do this still. They still do this. So there are groups that do this. It's a Dindar Aisa. So you have to have a living will. Even a living will, is it proper to do a living will to circumvent the halachic living will? It's called to circumvent what the Torah wants. It's very controversial. There are many different opinions, different schools of thought in this matter. But there's another issue. B'chor pishnayim. There are two issues. According to halacha, b'chor gets pishnayim. Number two, b'mokum sheyesh ben in labas klum. So how does a religious Jew in the 21st century deal with this issue? Complicated issue. But it's just interesting to take note that here when Eev describes his closest relatives at the time of death, he's only referring to his parents, mother, father, and his sisters. He's not focusing on his brother. We don't know. We really don't. Depends when he lived. Depends who he was. Eev is a big mystery. He's one of the biggest mystery men that ever lived. Like a child, like it's a close relationship. I have affinity to the grave. That's where I'm going. It's in. I feel I'm going there. It's like I'm a ben bayis in the grave. Pasig Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Pasig Yudalid. L'shachas karasi oviyata. To the grave I call you my father. L'hisloinon bo. To lodge. It's going to be my dwelling place. Yomim rabim. For many days. Ki'ilu hu ovi me'achash. Is as if it's my father. My father. It's my close associate. My father is so close. Ki me'achar. Shetig. That's the only thing that I yearn for. How do you tell me, give me false hope? False hope that I'm going to have a successful life. Nonsense. The only hope I have a yearning for is to get this over with already. I just want to die. I can't take this torture. I want to rest in peace. I want to rest in peace. This is the only thing that I can hope for. It's pretty scary stuff here, right?
Is he the first one?
Very depressed. Pasuk Tezvah, Ve'ayei Eifo Tikvasi. How dare you tell me I have hope? Where then is my hope? V'sikvasi mi yishurenu. Who will show me? Who will? Yishurenu means to reiya. Ashurenu v'loy karav Bilam. Bilam said, I see them. Ashurenu, I see them in the distance, from the distance. But v'loyata, not now. I see what's going to be the reward, the matzah of Klal Yisrael, the achris hayomim. So here, mi yishurenu, who will show me the hope? You're telling me I have hope. I have hope that I'm going to my wealth and my success will be restored. What are you talking about? Who can possibly show me hope in the situation that I find myself in now? Interesting, the word Yeshurenu in the pasuk means a distant hope. Right? Ashurenu v'loyata. I see them. Bilam said about Klal Yisrael. I see them in the distant time. So l'chayru, the word Ashurenu is a reserved word, a word which means to see, but not now. It's a word which means to see in the distant future. Here he's saying this hope that you tell me I have in my mind is so distant, so far, it's not realistic. What I see that's close, that's in front of me, is the grave. Pasuk tezvav in Mitzudos. Gesundheit. Where is my hope? When will I receive the reward? Who can possibly see my hope? Ki haloi amos. I'm about to die. It's imminent. How can it possibly then, can I see the good which I yearn to see? Rashi. Pasik tesvav. Aye efo tikvasi. Va'at lama. Lama nim sheches umi yeshurena. Why? Daye efo tikvasi. I'm not sure what this means here. The at lama nim sheches umi yeshurena laharois od. Why is it delayed? I think nim sheches lama. The S lama nimshachas. Why is it nimshachas means extended? So I think in this context it means why is it deferred? Umi yeshurenu laharitza edayin. Who will show me how to bring it near me, to hasten its coming towards me? So seemingly over here it means to say is that my hope, the hope that my wealth will be restored, my health and my success will be restored, it's very, very far. It's nimshachas. It's at a great distance. Who can possibly help me bring it nearby, close?
Unless he's talking to them and said,
Laman and Shakta, why are you stretching this thing out?
Uh-huh. Why are you stretching it? You're pushing it, you're making it far away from me.
Did he think suicide was wrong?
Not necessarily. Well, he didn't take his life. We don't find. I'm not sure. I don't remember all the details. But that doesn't come out as being a strong point for Eef to commit suicide. We don't find him.
Just complaining.
We don't find him ever actually attempting to commit suicide. No, we don't.
He didn't ask anyone. He didn't think it was an option.
So that's it. Why not? So in his matzav, you would think, I'm a tortured life, and he really believes there's no hope for him, so why doesn't he just end it himself? Why does he allow himself to continue?
He's very depressed.
It's a very good question. In the beginning of the Sefer, he actually says to his friends, listen, I acknowledge that I've spoken words of apikursis, but I don't really mean it. I'm just saying it because I'm in pain, and I'm not held accountable. My mind is confused. So he does admit that really I'm a believer. I'm a good person. I'm not going to take my life in my own hands. There is some redeeming quality, and I think what you're saying is very true. The proof is in the pudding. The proof is he never actually took his own life. If you really fully believe there's no purpose in anything, and he's just going to die and he's going to suffer, so who's holding him back? He can take his own life, he can do something to end it, and he doesn't do it. Obviously, deep down inside, he was more religious than he sounded. That's what we have to say.
Basically, he's venting.
He's, yeah. Absolutely. Okay, so the at lama nimsheches, why are you extending this torture? Umi, or my hope, umi yeshurenu leharitza. Laritza means to bring near. Adi means upon me. Okay, pasik tes zayin. Tes zayin is a very hard pasik. It's a very unusual expression. Badei sha'ol. Now the badei means, basically, according to the Mitzvah, this is equivalent as the word in. Like bishol. It's almost as if you could take this word, these two words, badei shol, and you would write it in modern Hebrew as bishol. In the grave, Teiradna. It's a more sophisticated form of in. Badei, it's just a whole word has been designated for the word for the base in. Badei in Sheol, the grave, Teiradna, I will descend. Im Yachad al Ofor Nochas, together upon earth I will rest. Now, there's a lot going on here in this pasuk. In Mitzudas, there's a lot of interpretation. Let's take a look. Pasuk Tes Zayin. Okay, Tes Zayin. Badei Sheol, hello. Tsarosi Rabu Ad Meot. My pain, my difficulties have increased to a very great degree. Ad Shem Hunchu Yachat. He's eating all this. If they would be collected together, if you were to take all of my tsaros, figuratively, symbolically, and you would gather together Al Ha'afar, and you would put it on the ground, he's giving a mashal. Take my tsaros, put it on the ground. They are so heavy, it will create a crater in the earth. Okay, now that's very interesting because we don't even find, you need to take something which weighs a ton, right? Something which is a building. You don't find buildings sinking into the earth. Once in a while you do in the country, there are all these stories that people have, the houses, the bungalows sink, and every so often you have to get a contract to come and jack up the house. So there is truth to it. You have soft earth.
A sinkhole.
No, but that sinkhole is unusual. So that's something which is unusual. Let's just talk about regular. Just talk about regular standard earth. It's if you have something that's extremely heavy, the weight will cause it over time to sink into the earth. That's why I say when they build these buildings in Manhattan, they go all the way down to bedrock. They go all the way down to bedrock because since these buildings are so massive, so heavy, if you're not going to go down to bedrock to build a foundation, like the World Trade Center, when they excavated the World Trade Center, they showed how they originally built the foundation. It was all the way down bedrock because of these such massive buildings. If it's not built on bedrock, it's going to ultimately sink into the earth. So he's saying that my tsaros are so heavy, if you put them, if you would be able to figuratively collect them and put them on the ground, it would sink into the ground. That's how heavy it is. Haloit sarosai rabu ad meod ad she'im hunchu yachat al ha'afar. If you collect them and put them on the earth, hoyu yordos, they would descend. Vitzololos, they would sink. El roiv emek hasha'ol, into the depth of the earth, into the grave. Lerov ha'koveh, due to the intense heat, the intense weight, the extreme weight. V'hu miloshen haflago u'melitza. Mitzuda says this pasuk is not to be taken literally. In the previous pasuk, he was talking about, I can't wait to die. I can't wait until I go into the grave. I can't wait until I go into darkness. Here, this is not a literal pasuk. This is just an expression, a melitza, an expression. Loimar, he means to say, Shemeod Rabu, my pain is so great, at Sheef Shalahachios Od Achareyem, after the pain, after my suffering runs its course, I'm dead. There is no return. So we go back to the Pasuk. So this is not really explaining the little paragraph of the Pasuk. Bade Sheol Teiradna, it would descend. You have to read the pasuk backwards. Let's jump to the end of the second half of the pasuk first. Im yachad al ofor nochas. What does yachad mean? If you would collect, figuratively, my tsaros, all of my difficulties in life, if you would be able to collect it, and al ofor nochas, and you would delicately put it down upon the earth, upon soft earth. Now jump back to the beginning of the pasuk. You know what would happen? It would sink. It would sink all the way down into the middle of the earth. Bade means into, Sheol, the grave. In this context, it doesn't literally mean a grave, it means the depth of the earth. Teiradna, it would descend. That's how bad my tsaros are. That's how far gone I am. That's how the mitzvah of the pasuk is backwards. Yeah, it's figurative. Yachad is the tsaros, and the sheol is not really the grave. It just means the depth of the earth. The Rashi is a little bit different. Rashi Tezayin says Rashi is continuing his yearning to die, and he's describing his limbs. Badei Sheol, into the grave Teiradna, Osam Evarim, those limbs of my body, my arms, my legs, my whole, my torso, she'sofon le'reit she'ol, which are destined to go down into the grave, she'tehei yachad, which will rest, yachad al ofor nochas, will ultimately rest upon the earth. Nochas means meloshon meloina mi. Nochas milonon means to lodge. Loshon vatonach aleim haruach. The spirit rested upon the prophets.
Right.
So here, according to Rashi, it's just a continuation. He's basically saying, "Is what is my hope? My hope is to die. Badei shol teradna, into the grave it will descend. Im yachad, together with my limbs. Im yachad." Doesn't yachad means together? Yachad means together. Alofor nochas, together with the earth. My limbs will be intermingled, will mingle with the earth. It just basically means I'm going to die and descend into the grave. A very different interpretation than the Mitzvah. My limbs will descend into the grave. Im yachad, they will be together. Im here is not translated in the normal sense of if. It means im yachad, it's one expression, together, al ofar, with the earth. Al here means with the earth. Nochas, it will rest. My limbs will descend into the grave and mingle with the dust of the earth. And that's my hope. That really goes back to Pasuk Tezvav. Where then else is my hope? My only hope is to go into the grave. And what's this nonsense that you're telling me that my achariso yiskemo? That's at least according to the interpretation of Rashi. Okay, so this concludes Eov's response to Eliphaz. This is
the Masudah
has a summary. Oh yeah, to the summary. Ha'oile me'hama'anehahi. What is the summary of Eov's response? This is Eov's fifth response. I'm sure we study Eov in a lot greater depth. There must be some system to the different levels of response. Each response obviously has some deeper meaning, but this is number five. What's the summary? Asher Yisra'im al chaverav. He complains to his friends. She'ena misnahagim. They don't know how to give comfort. They are misguided. The Yoichas Darko Lomar Shaloichota. He goes back to Eov, goes back to his old ways, and he insists again for the fifth time. This is the fifth time he insists, I have not done anything wrong. I don't deserve this punishment. And not only that, Hashem knows that I'm right. Hashem knows. Hashem himself is my witness that I did not commit any crime. Then he goes back to this thing which obviously hurt him very much. Eliphaz said to him that your behavior is a chil Hashem. Other people are learning from you to abandon their faith, to stop coming to minyan, to daven with a minyan, to daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The im bedava shechoshav Eliphaz asher yechetev osham, that you're committing now a new crime by lehachshil harabim, by causing the masses to stumble, the nichshol avoynoi, in the stumbling of Eov's own sin, lachshav to think she'en mashgiach. People are going to be influenced from Eov that there is no belief, there is no creator, there is no hashkacha pratis. V'im kein, the people are going to reach a conclusion by observing Eov and the way he complains that shov avoid elukim, that it's a waste of time to serve Hashem, because Eov says, I didn't sin, I suffer. So what's the conclusion people are going to reach? If you did not sin and yet you suffer, it must be there's no such thing as hashkacha pratis. So therefore, there's no purpose in serving Hashem. There's no purpose in being an honest, good person in this world. Just get away with whatever you can get away with. Yoshev Loimar, Eov responds to Eliphaz, Lo Kainhu, that's a mistake. My behavior is not a chil Hashem. Ki od, is just the opposite. When people see how success, when I make it known to the world I'm suffering, when people see my suffering, they'll realize that it's not kedai to spend your whole life pursuing Gashmias, ki od yosifu ometz. People will be encouraged with strength lachdol to cease me oshek from a theft, from extortion. Ki yo masu bikinyone ha'olam hazeh.
I think it's yimasu.
Yimasu is a mistake. The letters are interchanged. Yimasu bikinyone ha'olam hazeh. They will detest the possessions of this world. It's not kedai to steal. It's not kedai to pursue gashmius in this world. Berosam roa hasider. When a person sees that gashmius in this world is unpredictable, the yosimu tikvasam. And what then will people devote their efforts to? Behatzlochas hanefesh. That we know for a fact doesn't go away. No one can ever lose whatever his neshama acquires. That remains with him forever. That is the only thing which is lasting. And people are going to learn from me. Look, a man was successful for 70 years, lost it in the blink of an eye. So no one has any guarantees in this world. You might as well spend that time in this world pursuing ruchnius, because that is something which you can. Oh, you'll tell me, but people lose their minds when they get older. Rahman al-Sun is all these different types of diseases, dementia, Alzheimer's, and Rahman al-Sun, people lose it. So obviously there's more to it. We don't, right? You'll tell me, you're going to focus on the neshama. But people, when they get old, they lose it also. So obviously there has to be understood. There's more to it. It has to be understood that it's not so. That even though a person, Rahman al-Sultan, there are such things that people can lose their minds, but still in all, the kinyanim that the neshama has acquired is something which is spiritual, that never goes away. It may be hidden, Rahman al-Sultan, but it can't, but it never really goes away. Okay, so that concludes this fifth speech. Let's just start a little bit, the two psukim of the next response. Vayan Bildad Hashuchi Vayomer, the second friend. Eliphaz, Bildad, and Tzofar. So now we have the second response. Bildad Hashuchi speaks up and he says, Ad Ona Kama. How long is this going to go on for? Yov, enough is enough. Ad Ona. There's a break. There's a psik. Ad Ona Kama. Then he says, Tisimun Kinsei Lemilin. Will someone come forward and establish an end? Kinsei means a kates. Kates kol bosar bo lefanai. Tisimun means to establish, to set. Lemilin means words. Can someone already shut this guy up? That's what he's saying. How long are we going to have to hear this nonsense? Will someone put an end to his words? Tavinu, he then says to Eiv, think before you speak. Tavinu, first think. The achar, and then there are profound words. How many times have I been told this? Think before you speak. Tavinu v'achar nidaber. What? We will speak.
Yes.
Okay, a lot of the grammar of Sefer breaks every rule. Okay, it breaks all the rules. We just gloss over these rules. Let's take a look at the Mitzudos. You're maybe right there. Many, that's why it's subject to some interpretations. Because however you're going to interpret it, you always run into a problem with one of the words. Let's take a look. Let's see over here. Pasuk Aleph. It's a hard pasuk. Pasuk Bay. Pasuk Bay. Adonah. So this is the way the Mitzudas breaks. The Mitzudas breaks of the pasuk into three parts. Adonah. Admosai ta'arichu amorim. How long will you keep talking? Will you arrange words? How long is it going to go on already? Quiet. Kama. Tisimun. Sof lahadvarim. Will someone come along and establish, put an end, to set an end lahadvarim? Period. Those are the next word. Those are the next three words of the pasuk. Tisimun, kinse means an end, lenilin. Next. Now goes the next three words. Vizos asu. The following thing should be done. I'm making a suggestion. Tenu lev lahavin. Ma mori. So you're saying tenu lev. Let us, tenu lev. Right. What you're saying is correct before. Let us pay attention. Let us listen to what he's even saying. Tnu leif, let us apply our hearts. Lahavin ma mori yoif, v'tochan v'chucho, and the essence of his argument. The achar, and then if we will fully understand the essence of what he's saying, nidabir lahashiv alehem, will give him a final response that will silence him forever. then we'll be able to respond alehem v'loy noisif l'dabar, and this dialogue will come to an end. How many parakim are we going to go through this? How long will this go on? V'loy noisif l'dabar o davar she'enoy me'inyin havikuch. Eov, he's saying, is going off on tangents. He's rambling. He's just going off. And then our words will be quick. We can get on with our lives. We can go back. It's business as usual. Well, how long will this continue? Okay. We'll stop over here with Pasuk Gimel.